beautiful bitches. This is Couch Cushion Sessions.
And I'm Justin,
aka the. I was gonna say
AKA
the
nobody, frozen shot
nobody ever
face.
Knows. Yeah.
Well, no, I was gonna say the juiciest Starburst.
Juicy J.
Juicy J.
Juicy J.
So yeah, that's Justin for you.
That's us. Nothing going on here.
This is the perfect episode for what we're doing.
Uh-huh. So we're doing this thing, right?
You don't say.
We're going to start this segment called Dank Tank, which was my brainchild, I think, or something.
Yes, and, it was.
So I don't know about you other stoners, but I like to stare at fish when I'm on. It's great. It's great entertainment. You're like, holy shit, I don't have to pay for TV. I can just watch shit.
Anyway, I can just watch fishies.
Anyway, so I thought we could talk about what's going on the screen or random philosophical shit. Like, do you believe in mermaids or what would happen if sharks had feet? You know, stuff like that.
This is how the idea of Dank Tank came about.
Mm-hmm.
Because who doesn't appreciate being hypnotized by a fish tank?
Cause like, look at that black tip reef. Shout out to the Baltimore National Aquarium, by the way, for providing us
for giving us our entertainment for this evening.
Yeah.
Not officially sponsored, but you investors could be you, Baltimore.
Yeah. I mean, or we could just draw shit to your whatever, because like, yeah.
Yes. Are those sharks in the tank?
Yes, they're black tip reef sharks.
Why do they have them in there with regular ass fish?
It's a coral reef. That's their ecosystem.
But that seems irresponsible.
There's a turtle in there. Actually, the turtle died, but there used to be a turtle in there.
Oh, dead ass turtle.
Yeah, I know.
Was that Raphael?
It was Calypso. Oh, I loved it. It had one. It was missing a fin.
Oh, why?
Really cute.
I was hoping that shark would just eat. Do
they
we
won't
ever
eat them?
Why?
Because they're all.
They don't get hungry.
No, it's the type of fish they don't eat.
They're all buddies.
So yeah. I assume that they probably feed the sharks whatever the sharks eat, as opposed to putting anything in there that the sharks might eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that kind of.
They feed them separately. Like, it's a whole thing.
Well, what do the other fish eat? What?
Like, fish food?
So, hold on. This is bullshit. The sharks get a special diet dumped in there, but the fucking sharks get, or the regular fish get fucking tetrafin.
No, we don't know that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Have you looked up?
Like, no,
I've watched them feed
now.
The fish at the Cincinnati Aquarium, and they literally just go in the tank with like a scuba gear and shit, and they just give them the food. Like, hey,
what?
Here you go.
Oh,
yeah, it's like a whole thing.
That's equal parts cool and worrisome.
Why is that worrisome?
I don't know. I'm weird. Like when I'm in the
water,
they
wave at you when you come in there.
I mean, that's cool, but when I'm in the water, if anything touches my person, I fucking panic.
Well, I mean, you can see it, though, because you got scuba gear on.
I know. That's why. But I know they're there. I wouldn't go towards them. I would run away. I would be like, get me out of here, please.
It sounds like this isn't the job for you, is what I'm
saying. No, it's not. I'm glad someone else has it, for sure. I will watch them do it.
Excuse me.
Sharks like a lot of camera time.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, they do. So let's drill down on that. Like, anything touches your feet, and you're freaking out in the water.
What happened in Ocracoke when that fish touched my toe? So
we went into there's two sides of the island in Ocracoke. There's the side with the ocean and then the side with the bay. The bay is very calm and doesn't have a lot of shit. So that side
so
has all
peaceful.
the little minnows and like cute little shit or whatever. That apparently everything's a little shit today. But so we're out in the bay side and it's like probably up to like I want to say like just about below our knees.
It's like a bath.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's warm. It's like July-ish, August,
very
I don't know.
Very peaceful, dude. Very, very, very.
We like laid in the water. It was beautiful. Well, anyway, so as we're like chilling there, a little guppy like grabs Corey's foot.
I feel something on my, not my big toe, the next one.
It's like,
the index toe, if you will.
On his foot, and he freaked, he jumped out and said,
yeah, I was like, what the fuck? And I just fucking ran, dude. And I did not get back in the water. Not on that side of the island.
Sean's like, what's going on with Dad? I was like, oh, we gotta go. He got touched by a fish.
Yeah, a fucking minnow just deep-throated my toe, and I'm fucking out of here.
I was like, what could it be? I was like, it was probably a guppy. Well, why did it happen? I was like, it probably thought your foot was a worm. I don't know.
Well, like, you have this whole area. You have this entire body of water, and you have to come. You have to be here. Why? I'm not here to fuck with you.
He doesn't know that. He's just trying to eat.
Mm. Well, but like, isn't there kelp and whatnot that's meant for them to eat there, the ecosystem? Why does he got to fuck with a dude's toe?
I don't know.
I don't like it, dude. I don't like it.
There's
like,
people that are into that.
Well, yeah, there are.
Like the deep.
Yeah. I
look at that shark. Holy
I don't
shit,
like when
right
anything seaweed, dude. I don't. Call me a bitch, people. I don't care. I don't like it, dude. I love being in the water. I love that shit. It's fucking great. But, I mean, Christ, how long were we in the water the day before? Like, I had, what do they call that shit? I had swimmer's ear for like a week, dude. I don't like it.
It is weird when like, seaweed rolls up on, like, your like, shin or something.
Yeah, yeah. Dude.
What
the fuck
that?
Is this?
Especially, so you ever been stung by a jellyfish?
I have.
Oh, my God, yes.
Ugh.
Yeah,
those are the worst. Sucks. That's the worst.
That's something that, you know, when you're a kid and you have like a buddy that's been stung by a jellyfish and that that has not yet happened for you, you think that like it's built up to like this fucking insurmountable thing. You're like, oh, I haven't been like, when you get in the water, you're almost like, I hope this isn't the time. Like it's like this fucking doom thing. And like, you're convinced that if you ever get stung by a jellyfish that like, your
it's
life's
over.
Never get yeah. You're gonna be forever changed.
Like they talk about how you have to pee on it in the movies so that you can like, walk.
Yeah.
It's never been that bad, but I mean to be fair, so it's only ever happened at our Buck Row Beach in Hampton. I got stung by one.
But Buck Row.
There's Calypso.
Bucktown. What's
up? Oh no,
that's
a stingray. God damn it, that's a stingray. I thought this was an old one. Never mind.
Boop.
So a stingray. I'm sorry, Calypso. R.I.P. R.I.P.
And then the other time I got stung was strangely enough in like the James River,
okay,
like Yorktown, like at Yorktown Beach.
Yeah,
totally
weird that there's jellyfish there. First of all, in a river,
they go all the way up.
Yeah,
all the way up the bay and all the way up the rivers. Mm-hmm. Jellyfish don't give a fuck.
No, Yorktown Beach, very busy.
They said
busy.
If there's even any little salt, I'm gonna sting your ass.
Very busy.
Yeah, I don't fuck with Yorktown Beach.
Neither do.
Because like I mean, at least with
you don't
want to
step on needles. What?
At Yorktown.
I mean, you never know. They litter a lot.
There's a lot in Bucktown. There's a lot. I'm weird, dude. I'm spoiled since like we met and we've gone to Ocracoke. I'm actually wearing an Ocracoke t-shirt today.
Aww.
Represent. Look at my boob, everybody. But I love it down there because you have just miles of shoreline and nobody's there. The furthest
like
motherfucker in
fish.
The distance looks like a fucking ant. It's great. It's not like around here where you have just fucking leeches all around you and
people
other
everywhere.
Yeah, other people's kids that you don't fucking give a shit about, but you feel a responsibility for if you see something happen to them. It's fucking weird.
Oh, look at that shark.
Yeah, he's a
interesting one.
Yeah, what is this off in the distance? Is that a reflection or is that a separate reef?
No, that's part of the reef itself.
Oh, that's a large reef.
Yeah, they like reefs are large.
How do they get the reef in there?
They model it off and stuff.
Oh, so they're man-made reefs.
Yeah, they're man-made reefs.
Oh, that's cheeks.
It's really hard to, like,
I prefer my reefs natural.
And, like, they're actually dying. I want to say there's only, like, 8% left of coral reefs in the world or some ridiculous shit.
What are we doing to the reefs?
Polluting them and killing them.
Yeah.
Taking the oxygen out of the water.
We suck.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We're terrible.
There's, like, mainly the only reefs left are down by Australia and New Zealand. It's kind of sad.
That's because they're good down there. They're good people.
You know that Australia used to be a jail?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole country of Australia was like where you sent all the delinquents and shit.
Sent mostly the Irish. Seriously.
Why don't
serious.
We just do that
the
with
Irish
Texas?
And the British.
Fucking Cowboys fans will send you down under.
Yeah. Why don't we do that here?
That's crazy. They just sent Irish? I didn't know that. That's probably why they had the crazy ass accents.
Right, yeah. So
they just
like,
morphed.
like, basically.
Excuse me, that was a lot of shit in the mic. Go ahead.
The UK, they were the UK's prison system. They would send them to Australia. And that's why it's under the crown. Like when like it's Australia's technically.
Oh, there goes another shark.
Allegiance to the crown, just like Canada. Like
that's crazy.
Yeah, Canada.
When the queen, like they have a king now, like because the queen died.
Holy shit!
What?
I mean, they have their own prime minister, but
holy shit.
Yes, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
In Canada.
Did you see that fish in his face? Our face? You don't have to, like, cut to it. It baffled me.
Sharks everywhere, dude.
Are you guys looking at, like, right there? See that? See that fish?
I'm fucking tired of these sharks.
Why? Look at that. That's
because, like,
a sand shark or some shit.
We're not here just for them.
Well, that's called the black tip reef. Black tips are the name of the sharks. Black tip sharks.
Oh.
I think the biggest thing is, like,
there goes a stingray.
Stingray. Yeah.
We only have but so much space that we're looking at here.
Right.
So, like, you know, I don't know how big the actual aquarium is. Which one did you say this one was?
The Baltimore National Aquarium. There we go.
So, like,
the black tip reef, this isn't a good angle of it, because there's, like, if you go down in there, there's, like, this dome that they have where you can, like, literally step almost into the, like, it feels like you're stepping into the aquarium, the thing, the tank, you know?
What I'm hearing is we need to reach out to the Baltimore Aquarium.
And Cincinnati, because Cincinnati Aquarium was really cool, too. I like
No,
that
let's
one.
Just do Baltimore.
Okay, you hate Cincinnati. It's cool.
No, it's just, why would we go to Ohio for anything? Ohio is, what did I call it the other day? Oh, Ohio is the Jersey of the Midwest.
He so hates on Cincinnati. Look, man, Cincinnati wasn't bad.
Ohio.
They provided me a quarterback that's number three in the country right now.
It's not Joe Burrow. I like Joe Burrow. It's not even the Bengals. It's the Buckeyes.
Fair.
Like, my thing is, like, do we really care about them like that? Like, how are you going to hate an entire city for one team?
I hate an entire state for a team. Texas.
No, you don't like Texas because Texans are assholes.
They like to.
Our neighbor won't like this.
I don't think she's watching. I don't think she knows what YouTube is. But yeah,
she's a elder woman that is from Texas, like hard born and raised.
Yeah,
and so, she was like, it was funny as shit because Corey was like, "You're not gonna like me." And she was like, "Oh, let me guess, you're a Commanders fan." He was like, "No,
like, fuck no." The hell?
He looked like she just like spit on his face, yeah. Like.
I would have rather her done that.
How many did she go through? It was like two or three, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I was like, no eagles. And she was like, oh. And then she acted like she hated the birds. And it's like, clearly not.
Yeah.
If you...
Well, not just that. She kind of acted like she was just didn't care at first.
Yeah. Like, fuck off, Barbara. Yes, that's a real name.
So, speaking of Texas, and God, we get it.
Because he plussed it with his own hands.
My wife was watching this like treehouse show where they build treehouses.
Look at the manta ray on the coral reef. Hold on. See that shit? Okay, so we're watching the houses.
And they were building it in Texas. So like I was like, oh, okay. You know, whatever. But like treehouse. Cool. Yeah. Like, let's see what happens. So they're, you know, building the thing. And then, of course, at some point they bust out like the little stenciling of the state. And I'm like, you live in Texas, we know.
Yeah, I want to remind myself this is where I am.
So to be fair, I'm from Maryland, and we do that shit all the time.
You do, but
the
at least state fly is cool.
Huh?
The state of Maryland or the flag?
Both. We anything
the
Maryland.
Actual state?
Yeah.
Oof.
We do the state.
Don't.
We do crabs. We do the flag. We do
the flag.
Flag
is fine.
We'll
the
do
flag's
the crab
cool.
On a flag on the state or the state. Painted as the color of the flag with a crab on top of it. We don't care. We just want you to know that you're in Maryland and we're going to rub your face in it because you're going to just smother in Maryland.
Clearly, Virginians just don't have that pride.
No.
Or you know, on top of that, as you're looking at the image, we're going to take you and just like shove Old Bay down your throat while you're looking at it too because
yeah.
We love Old Bay.
Yeah.
Old Bay is really good though.
It is great. It is great. Hey, look at that guy.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit. He just went right across.
Yeah, he did. Black fins.
But yeah. Yeah.
Or black tips. What was it?
No, Virginia does not have pride like that, though.
No.
And I mean, technically, I'm a New Yorker.
Sand shark. Look at that.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, you don't really see this. I mean, I guess, like, Lake George stuff, you get the shape of Lake George sometimes. Like, yeah.
Yeah, there's not. The only real.
Virginia's shaped weird. It's got, like, a hump on the top.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I live in Virginia, y'all.
Fuck Virginia.
I used to hate it when I lived in Maryland. Now I hate Maryland because...
I hate the taxes here.
Yeah. Well, no,
let's
actually,
make
Maryland's...
this a political pod. Fuck the Commonwealth. Nah. It's personal property tax season.
Yeah.
Let's tax you for owning shit.
Yeah.
Let's tax you for using your own driveway so we can take your money and pat our own fucking pockets.
Did you know that they don't do vehicle inspections in Maryland? They only do emissions. And that, like, is every 4 years.
Yeah, it's, well, they do them here, and they certainly, they will go out of their way to fucking fail you here.
Well, it's funny, I had a friend whose parents lived in Kentucky, and we went out to Kentucky once, and I used to think, oh, that's a hick thing, not having, they don't have, you know, inspections.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and namely because you see beat-ass fucking cars, right. Like, these cars are beat the fuck up.
Yeah.
But, like... What is the, I mean, it, I, it's under the guise of safety, but like they were trying to fail my car and it's like, yeah, but if I fix the brakes, there's all these other things you're trying to fail me for are not a safety issue. So
yeah.
It's, we know better. It's not a safety issue. It's that the politicians want to have their waterfront property. So that's what it is.
Can I tell you guys a funny story?
You can tell us anything you would like.
It'll be one of the last things we say on this one tonight. Because I'm controlling and crazy.
Don't. No,
so my dad, he had this truck. So my dad was very thrifty man. He did not spend a lot of money.
Shout out Mr. Z.
And he often visited the dump. That was his favorite place to go. Well, he had this truck I used to call the Babe Magnet because it was just a piece of shit.
Oh, you were being ironic.
Yeah, he That's rolled so up hot. And like he had to, you know how he turned his car on? He would hotwire it.
Hey,
his own car.
Yes, his own car. His actually, I learned to hotwire a vehicle from my father. Shout out to Mr. Z. Haha.
Yeah.
But so he pulls up in this beat ass truck. I get in this car. Where the stick shifter is, there is a hole probably about like 8 inches like tall, and like I don't know, like probably 5 to 6 inches wide. And he's like, "What do you think of my ride?" I'm like, "Dad, no one is no." How have you not been pulled over? This looks illegal as shit. And he was like,
it a Chevy S10? I missed those.
I don't know. There was just random parts. Like, it looked like something, like, you know, Mater?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It looked like that, just not a tow truck.
That's awesome.
It looks so, like, oh my God. My brother and I rode in it one time, and Bill had to sit where the stick shift was, and Dad was like, "I'm going to kick your foot out the little hole." It's like, oh my God. You can see the road underneath of us.
Fucking Fred Flintstone shit.
Like, no seatbelts, no airbags. I have no idea how he didn't, like, die. But yeah, but he didn't know anything on it because, you know, Georgia.
Yeah.
And dark garbage truck. But yeah, so, you know, let's move to Georgia. You can drive anything.
Georgia. Yeah.
But yeah.
That's hot.
It was a death trap.
It was also a chick magnet.
Yeah, ironically. Yes. But anyway.
Yes.
Any other stories before we head out, guys? Yeah.
I love the aesthetic of the fish tank, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't. What do you guys think? Tell us in the comments. Do you like this concept? Do you have anything you'd like us to talk about? Like, honestly, next bone I got to pick with you people is whether you think mermaids are real or not. And
oh, no. Yeah. Dank Tank will be back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It will definitely be back. And we need to get a hold of the Be More Aquarium and be like, hey, maybe less sharks next time.
maybe something different. There was other videos. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, like just the way we did this is going to open up a whole different set of rules for us.
So,
Pandora's box.
There was already no rules, but now we have way no more rules.
Yes. Yes.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. So that's us as a pod. Oh, shit. We're fantastic group a lot. Comment down below stuff you like about us, and you know, maybe we'll be nice
or shit you don't like.
Or, yeah, there you go. Or that too.
Subscribe too if you would.
Yeah, you know, click a like. Do you know? Tell a friend. You know, creating a safe space for stoners. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we liked your company, and sometimes do you know as one does, I guess. Stay tuned, stay positive, and stay stoned. Bye.